Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Elaine B. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Massachusetts. Today is a very beautiful May 8th, 2019. Today we are reading from the Big Book and we are on page 25 in the chapter There is a Solution, reading one paragraph that begins with There is a Solution. Today's readers are Athena B. for the 12 Steps, Jennifer H. for the 12 Traditions, Anita L., Pia S., and Freya H. We also have Janice P.M. greeting newcomers and Reggio with some announcements at the end of the meeting. The reference number for the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for yesterday is Tuesday, May 7th, is 12872. That's 12,872. And the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. meeting, Wednesday, May 8th, is 12879. That's 12,879. The OA preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Athena B. to please read the 12 steps.
Good morning, everybody. Athena B. from Northern California, and these are the 12 steps. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service.
Thank you so much, Athena B. And I'll now ask Jennifer H. to please read the 12 traditions.
This is Jennifer H. in Recovered Compulsive Overeater in North Alabama, and these are the 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is the desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5 each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6 an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7 every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8 Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9 OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10 Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11 Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities.
Thank you very much, Jennifer H. Appreciate your service. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence required for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your share be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, please let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted using star 1. Today, we resume our study in the Big Book. In the chapter, There is a Solution, and we are on page 25 in the very first paragraph, which begins with, There is a Solution. And I will ask Anita L. to please read and comment on this powerful paragraph.
Good morning, everybody. This is Anita L. from outside of Philadelphia. I'm so excited to read this paragraph. Thank you so much for this opportunity. There is a solution. Almost none of us like the self-searching, the leveling of our pride, the confession of shortcomings, which the process requires for its successful consummation. But we saw that it really worked in others, and we had come to believe in the hopelessness and futility of life as we had been living it. When therefore we were approached by those in whom the problem had been solved, there was nothing left for us but to pick up the simple kit of spiritual tools laid at our feet. We have found much of heaven, and we have been rocketed into the fourth dimension of existence of which we had not even dreamed. Oh, beautiful. So, there is a solution. There is one solution to how I can become recovered from the disease of compulsive overeating. And that is a spiritual solution. And believe me, guys, when I walked into the rooms of OA, I never in my wildest dreams thought that I was walking into something like this. I just thought it was a weight loss group, you know, let me lose my X amount of pounds and off I go. And the great fact is that I experienced so much more, that inner peace and serenity, no matter what. Even when I relapsed, I kept coming back because I had experienced the miracle of the inner peace and serenity. And that is what that fourth dimension is talking about, that fourth dimension of existence of which I had not even dreamed. And I'm lucky enough to say that I have had several, many experiences of living in that fourth dimension. And one just happened on Sunday. I was sharing with my sponsee. We're reading the Big Book. She's in the beginning, and we were in Bill's story, and when we stopped, I said, she went on vacation yesterday, and I said, you know, the good news is there is a solution. And I mean that with all my heart. And that gives so much hope, not just to me, not just to her, but to all of us. And that's what this paragraph is talking about. And how do I get to that solution? Well, it says the process requires, so I must do that, for me to level my pride and take a look within, confession of shortcomings, etc. In other words, picking up the simple kit of spiritual tools, which is working the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. And because of me doing this work, looking within, my higher power has granted me all the promises that were offered, and especially the 9-step promises, that inner peace and serenity, and more importantly, the 10-step promise that I will become neutral with food. The obsession will be lifted. I don't even have to work at it. It just comes. That's the miracle of it. And that is the gift that I've been promised in this program. Not that I'm going to lose weight, not that I'm going to be sober. It promises that the obsession will be lifted, and therefore it's my responsibility to carry this to others who still suffer. And so if it can work for me, it can work for all of us. So I have been rocketed into the fourth dimension. I felt that peace just as recent as Sunday, and I pass with that. So keep coming back. It works when you work it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Anita L. Who would like to comment on this powerful paragraph?
Shlomi
L.
Laura W.
I heard.
Yeah, in Florida.
Okay. Let's see. I heard
Shlomit Chana.
Shlomit Chana. Okay.
Kara L.
Roz G.
Kara L. Yep. I had gotten Roz G, and I believe it was Lori. I heard Pia S as well.
It was Laura W.
Laura W. That was it. Okay. Thank you. And okay.
Des
so
M.
Here's what. Who was that?
Des M.
Des M. Okay. So let's go with this for right now. And I'm so sorry. I'm not going to pronounce this right. Shlomi Chana.
Shlomi. I'll spell it S H L O M I T.
Thank you very much. Okay. then we'll have Laura W, Roz G, Pia S, Tara, I'll need to get your initial again, and Des M. And so please go ahead, Shlomit Chana, and you'll be followed by Laura W.
Thank you. Thank you so. And I'm sorry, are we self-timing?
I'll give you a gentle reminder at 3 minutes, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. So I'm Shlomit Chana. Some of you know me as Sally. I just started going by my Hebrew name. And, oh my gosh, I just appreciate this reading so much and this meeting, because that's exactly where I am today. I am coming out of relapse. I'm on day one. I'm completely licked by this disease. And I'm really grateful to hear about the solution, and always grateful to hear about God, and that God is in the solution. And one of the things that I'm trying to hold on to today, in terms of the solution and God, is that it is very easy for me to get into a place of shame and blame. I've wrestled with the shame of being in relapse. And I think that it's very, very important for me to hold on to the fact that God is not shaming. That if I get into shaming, that's me. That's me, and that's old tapes from trauma coming up. But that's not God. That God will love me into recovery, God has given us a solution in love, not in shame. And today, I can love myself into recovery. I don't have to be ashamed. I do not have to be ashamed about coming out of relapse and having been in relapse. And I think that it's just, it's what it points to is simply that I'm powerless. I'm powerless, that's it. But I'm very grateful to be in the solution today. And I am praying that I will stay in the solution. And, you know, I'm not even going to think about tomorrow or the next day or the next day or the next day. I'm just thinking about today and this minute and humbling myself to my sponsor and to working the steps. And I am looking for a step sponsor and just staying in the solution one day at a time. One day at a time for today, and hanging on to God's love and my love and acceptance of myself. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Laura W., you are up next, followed by Roz G.
Thanks, everyone. Good morning. This is Laura W. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, anorexic, and exercise bulimic in South Jersey. This is such a powerful paragraph. Like it's been mentioned before, there's only one solution to recovery, and it's the working of the steps and developing a relationship with a higher power. And it tells us that here, there is a solution. And it says nobody likes, you know, almost none of us like what this process requires. You know, do I want to get well? Well, this is what it's going to require for me to get well. Do I want to survive when I jump out of a plane? Then I need to pull the ripcord on the parachute. The 12 steps are my parachute, and I need to pull the ripcord, which is the action that I need to take, and I need to level my pride. I need to get out of myself. This is a disease of self. You know, I've heard it over and over again that this program is about death of self and the redeveloping and the rebirth of a new self. And, you know, we had come to believe in the hopelessness and futility of life because this disease is hell. It is torture. It is mental and physical torture that I lived in for years. And when I was approached by those who the problem had been solved, at first I didn't want it because I didn't want to do the work. I wanted recovery, but I didn't want to do the work. You know, the easier, softer way, that was me. And today, you know, there was nothing left for me. This is the last house on the block, the 12 steps. And to work them every single day. And it is a simple kit of spiritual tools. It doesn't say a difficult and arduous. It's a simple kit of spiritual tools laid at our feet. They're given to me. They're handed to me. This entire book for me is the hand of God reaching out to me saying, here you go, Laura, grab on. I'm going to do this for you. And he does it one day at a time. And it is, we have found much of heaven. I haven't found all of it, but I found much of it. And I've been rocketed into a fourth dimension. Life is not easy. Life is difficult. However, recovery is pure joy. The promises come true one day at a time. And it takes what it takes. And what it takes is to work the steps. You know, willingness opens that door. But action puts us through the door frame. You know, I can't just be willing to recover and say I want it and stay on this line and sit my butt in meetings all the time without doing the work. Nothing, you know, I can't expect to get results from the work that I don't do. So I'm grateful for that there is a solution, that I have it, that I have a tattered big book right in front of me that's written up in and falling apart because I don't feel like I'm falling apart today. One day at a time, just for today. I could be a mess tomorrow if I don't do the work, but today I choose to do the work with all of you one day at a time. Thanks for letting me share. Pass.
Thank you very much, Laura W. Roz T., you're up next. And you are followed by P.S. Please go ahead.
Good morning. My name is Roz G., and thank you for your service. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Palmdale, California. And, you know, for me, okay, I live in a 3D world. And this book says that there's another dimension that I'm going to experience. And for me, that is the dimension of the spirit. And I got to tell you, no one has encouraged me more in this program than Harlan G. I love how he talks about his life today and how it was and how it is today and all of the traveling that he does and all of the service that he does. And that encourages me. And I have met people from so many different faiths and locations and languages and cultures, because we have something in common. And I joined the Vision para Ti because I heard Marcella speak, and she encouraged me so much that I joined that meeting. And I've met a few people. I'm sponsoring one now. And I met one of them who lives in Canada, and I may go visit her. And it's just all these people that I meet just because we have the same thing in common. We're compulsive overeaters trying to get better. And my life has just blossomed. Like the previous share said, I've got all kinds of things hitting me all the time. But because I have tools and the tool of the 10th step, sometimes I end a 10th step in laughter. Because it, I mean, the way I feel, or the, you know, it's like, oh yeah, eating a peanut butter cup is going to make me feel better for about 9 seconds, you know, and we laugh about it. And that has changed me. That has changed me. And another thing that happened to me that I would never have dreamed of is when I was a little girl, I memorized the whole musical of Evita. And I was like, I want to go to New York and on Broadway. And one of my friends offered me a trip to New York, and I sat in the theater and watched that show on Broadway. Now, you know, I know I'm kind of going off here, but the point I'm trying to make is that my life has turned into a dimension that I would have never dreamed through work and self-sacrifice, even though the darts of hardness hit me every day. They will. But I have tools to be able to get off of that little simple kit. So thank you very much for letting me share, you guys. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Roz G. Yes, you are up next, followed by Tara, who will share her first initial of her last name when she shares. Please go ahead, Pia.
Oh, thank you so much, Elaine. Thanks for your service. This is PS, recovered compulsive overeater in Parkland, Florida. And, oh boy, I'm so, blown away by the shares this morning. It's so much great stuff that I'm hearing. And so it's, I don't know really how to follow that, but what I wanted to share I could see myself as a compulsive overeater. I could see myself as a person in a healthy body weight after having been on a diet. But my thinking was so limited, so I couldn't even dream that it was possible to live a life without the food obsession. So then the solution was presented to me, but I had to follow the steps. I had to pick up this simple kit of spiritual tools, and I had to follow the people who had solved the drink problem, the eating problem. I started with becoming abstinent, and then as I took action, I lost the weight without dieting. I ate healthy, but God removed the excess weight and the obsession when he saw that I could handle it. And God is constantly taking me out of my limited beliefs about myself. And this place beyond my destructive thinking is to me the fourth dimension of existence. So today, God is helping me removing, you know, the food obsession, the destructive thoughts. And then I can live on a different plane with the people around me, with things that are coming my way. I am able to handle it more sane and peaceful. That's what I have, Elaine. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Pia. Okay, Tara,
If you could please share the first initial of your last name, and I want to let everybody know where we are, because after Tara will be Des M, and then we'll take some new people to share. We're commenting on the first paragraph in the chapter, There's a Solution. We're at the top of page 55, and where the paragraph begins with, There is a Solution. So Tara, can you please share and let us know the first initial of your last name, please?
Good morning. This is Kara L.
Thank you.
And I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Thank you for everybody who's doing service in the meeting today and those that have already shared, helped participate in my recovery today. You know, this paragraph, when I knew we were reading it today, I'm like, this is one of my favorite paragraphs. And I have highlighted, and I have to get a new big book because my pages are falling out, and I keep just taping them back in because I love this one. It's so highlighted and underlined, and I have written three requirements for the solution: self-searching, leveling of pride, and confession of shortcomings that the process requires. And you know, it's a we saw that we really were it really worked in others, And I did. I did see that working in others, and I always wondered, how did they get that? How did they do that? Because I was in program for a long time, almost 15 years, and you know, I was just like, they're so peaceful. And I know I've worked my steps. I'm abstinent as much as I, you know, I thought I was abstinent, and it's just, you know, we spent much more spare time and sort of effort we're going to describe. And then I was like, and that's from a little bit further. And I was like, what? I don't get that. And I had come to believe in the hopelessness and futility of life because I thought, well, I'm working this program and my life is still unmanageable. Food is still hard for me. And what I'm coming to see is that I was very compliant in what I needed to do, but I wasn't surrendered. And it wasn't until somebody approached me who the problem had been solved that I had an opportunity to become surrendered. And it wasn't hard. And that's the thing. I did absolutely everything she asked. And I'll tell you, I was not, I would get upset about it in my head, or I would tell her sometimes, I don't like that I'm doing this, but I'm willing to do this. And the difference for me is that I was surrendered. And I did absolutely everything that was asked of me. And my food got easy. I was able to see where I needed to be entirely abstinent, and things left my diet. You know, today I have food neutrality, and my weight is in a healthy weight range that I haven't tried. You know, in 15 years in program, trying to find my solutions, I was never surrendered enough to hear my higher power solution for me. And when I wake up on a day and I don't feel that connection, I will do anything I can do to get that connection with my higher power, because it is a piece of heaven. You know, it is easy. Things from my higher power are easy. When I'm willing them, they're difficult. And yesterday I woke, I didn't feel that connection, and I said, I did my meditation, my reading, listened to the meeting, worked with others. And then I asked my higher power throughout the day. You know, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? And I listened. So thank you for listening, and I will pass.
Hi, this is Des M., a recovered compulsive overeater from Long Beach, California. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can, Des M. Thank you very much, and thanks to Kara as well. Please go ahead.
Oh, sorry if I interrupted. I'm still getting the star one down. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for your service and for having this meeting. You know, my favorite line in the big book is faith without works is dead, but my second favorite is there is a solution. And reading this morning, though, my higher power really pointed out the part in this paragraph about we had to come to believe in the hopelessness and futility of life as we had been living it. And that automatically, because I was talking to a recovering compulsive overeater yesterday who was amazing and made an outreach call and told me that she was reading The Bedevilments. So I automatically thought about The Bedevilments on page 52. And I think before I could really be willing to do all the work and be entirely abstinent. Like I had to, you know, do step one and believe that I was really powerless. And I can so relate to the bedevilments as I can relate to the promises in step nine. And, you know, it says we were having trouble with personal relationships. We couldn't control our emotional natures. We were a prey to misery and depression. We couldn't make a living. We had a feeling of uselessness. We were full of fear, unhappy, couldn't seem to be real help to other people. And that 100% is me, untreated in my disease. And that doesn't mean a year ago, months ago, that can be today. You know, if I'm not waking up, turning over my will and my life to my higher power, like I am in the bedevilments. And luckily, like I have the tools to get me back into my connection and be in that fourth dimension. For me, the fourth dimension really just popped up acceptance and co-creation. You know, like my beautiful sponsor just said, pausing when agitated or doubtful, and we ask for that intuitive thought or a decision. And that's how I get to live outside of myself. Like I love hearing the death of self, like I heard earlier, you know, and just hearing that, you know, much of heaven, like for me, all these words in this big book, they were written 80 years ago. Heaven can just, for me, means like the universe, this grand, the most amazing magical thing you can think of is where I am when I'm out of self and into something greater than myself. And I get that from being on these lines and working with everyone. And just, I'm so, so grateful. And thank you very much for letting me share. And I hope everyone has a beautiful Wednesday, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Desem. Hope you have a beautiful Wednesday too. Okay. Who would like to comment on this wonderful paragraph? There is a solution.
Lisa G.
Wendy M. Deborah P. Sherry K.
Carlisa C.
And someone C. Risa C. Lisa C.
Carlisa.
Carlisa C. Okay, I got a Lisa at the very beginning. I didn't get your initial of your last name.
Lisa G.
Lisa G. I got Lisa G, Wendy M, Deborah P, Sherry K, B, Beatrice O, and Carlisa C, I believe. All righty. Let's go, Lisa, followed by Wendy.
Thank you. This is Lisa G from Texas. Thank you so much. Yeah, this is a big thing to unpack, and I just want to let everybody know that I just started on step two. When I read this, it gives me so much hope, and yet also it really scares me that I'm not going to get it. And I know I've been told many times throughout the years I'm not unique. I'm not so different from everybody else. But I still have that, you know, that skepticism that it talks about, that we talk about. And I was in another food program for over 10 years, and we never worked the steps. We never worked the steps. So I definitely had a diet with support, meetings, and tools, and it was great, and I lost my weight. But then I started putting weight back on a couple of years ago, and I've been so consumed with my weight that there's no spirituality there. And anyway, I'm just really, really looking forward to doing all these steps and getting the miracle that all of you guys talk about every day on the line, and I listen every day, and I hear you, and I hear you, and I take notes, and I think, oh, God, could that be me? Could that be me? And I'm sorry. It's just, that's my greatest desire, is to have a rock-solid relationship with my higher power, and somewhere along the line of my life, I lost that, and that hurts me more than anything. So I'm glad I'm not unique, and that's all I've got. Thanks. Thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Lisa. And yes, that can be you. Anybody who's willing to do these steps, hang in there. Wendy M., you're up next, followed by Deborah P.
Yes, good morning. Wendy M. In Boulder, Colorado, and happy to be on the line. Thanks so much for this meeting and moderator service. And absolutely everyone can do this. If I can do it, you can do it. So what I heard is there is a solution. That's a miracle, because I came in on a losing streak, right? There's no reason I'm on the line right now if this wasn't working. I'm on the line right now and been doing it for 17 years because it is working. There is a solution. And then there is a solution, is the way I've heard it too, which is just follow the directions in this book. Just hold on to the hand of somebody who the problem has been solved, and that is the miracle. That is all we have to do. I love simplifying things. And then it says here, self-searching, leveling of pride. I adored doing the fourth step the first time. I remember thinking resentment. I've never even heard that word before. And then I realized that I've been binging on resentment my entire life, you know. And that's kind of the miracle, is that we become awake. You know, this program is about becoming awake. And when I level my pride, I'm going to do a fourth step tomorrow with my sponsor, and I've been here a while. And I can't wait to level my pride. I can't wait to confess. Not sins, but certainly all of my nonsense, you know. I can't wait to do the self-searching. I get relief when I do it. Thank God, right? Thank you, God, there's another human being that's going to sit down with me, and we're going to do this work together, right? And when I level my pride, when I self-search, when I tell you the truth about my actions and behaviors, right, I get to be with God. That's how I get God. I get God when I tell the truth. That is the spiritual experience for me. The minute I tell you what I'm actually doing to another human being, the harm that I have been causing somebody else or myself, the relief comes, and I'm with God instantly, right? Because being with God, it, for me, is telling the truth. And this program is about truth-telling. And I know when I'm lying. I know last night when I had fruit that I didn't measure, right? And then this morning my pants are tight. Huh, that's interesting. That's just God knocking on my door saying, huh, you used to weigh and measure absolutely everything. What's going on? What's going on? Is there some self-searching we need to do? Is there leveling of some pride? What's up? And it's a very loving God. It's not a harsh God. It's a God that says, sweetie, I see that you're a little bit out of sorts right now. What's up? You know? And this whole idea of being in the solution or being in the problem, any moment of any day, I can either decide that I'm in the solution, whatever that looks like, and it's usually about love, or I'm in the problem, which is mainly about fear. And that's a decision I get to make on a daily basis. And I can't do it without you guys, because it's swimming in my head. The problem is, like, it feels real. It's in my voice. And I need other people. I need you to get to God. I need to say, my head is funkadoodle. I'm in the problem right now, not in the solution. At least I know that. And then I get to call you, and you get to remind me to turn my will and my life over to of a loving God. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Wendy M. Deborah P., you're up next, and Sherry KB has graciously offered her space, so we'll have time for someone else. So Deborah P. will be followed by Beatrice O. Please go ahead, Deborah.
Hi, this is Deborah P. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Please go ahead.
Okay. This is Deborah P. out in Southern California. I know there's a Deborah P. in Northern California, too. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I love this meeting. I get something out of everyone's shares, and I'm really, really thankful to be here. What a powerful paragraph. You know, I have someone in my life, a family member, that kind of, you know, God bless him, he has a message to share with people, and, you know, and he goes out and he tells people, you know, this thing. It's like, well, you have to do this thing. And I'm kind of at this place in my life where I'm completely immersed in this program, and I, you know, I'm kind of that, you know, be the change you want to see in the world. So I focus on my own issues and this program, and it's transforming my life. I mean, I have faith now, which I really didn't have when I came in, and just so many things. And the thing that's so amazing about this program is, you know, it really doesn't work when you just go out and say, hey, you need to do, you know, this is going to rocket you into the fourth dimension, you know, just, and people will just look at you like, really? I mean, it doesn't really work unless it's actually, you know, unless you're working the program. So, you know, it's just, it's an amazing program. And for me, I think heaven is just the fact that not only myself, but all these other people have become focused more on others than on themselves. You know, just getting out of self is a miracle in itself. So, So anyways, I'm very grateful to be here, and thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you very much, Deborah P. Beatrice O., you are up next, followed by Clarissa C.
Hello, this is Beatrice. recovered food addict from Los Gatos. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can. Please go ahead.
So I really like this paragraph, and it, you know, we have found much of heaven and have been rocketed into the fourth dimension of existence, of which we had not even dreamed. So God is the solution to this food addiction, and God is the solution to all my problems. And the only way for me to be in the fourth dimension is to die to self. Because when you're dead to self, there's no allure to food or anything that is not healthy and of God. And my ego is not going to go down easy. Only God can do that. And this addiction is not going to ever stop circling and waiting for an opportunity to gang up on me, I guess. You know how they say the gorilla is doing push-ups outside of the room? That's the disease. And relapse is kind of like walking up on an elevator that's going down. You know, it's going down to hell, and when relapse shows up, we have to use every effort to keep running up, stepping up, the program, because the elevator is going to take you down. And the other thing that I believe is God does not ask me for perfection, you know, but he is there for me to make spiritual progress if I'm willing. And I guess the last thing I want to say, I can be in peace because nobody on this earth gets more than one day at a time. Even the richest person in the world can't buy an extra day. All we have is one day at a time. And I guess the last thing I want to say, there are no superstars in this program. We are just one among many. And the last thing I want to say is, anybody can recover. And if you have other problems, trauma, sexual abuse, PTSD, and other obsessions or financial problems, there's outside help. But we all can recover. We just have to really fully rely on God. Thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Beatrice. So, Clarice, you're up next, and we will have time for one quick share after you. Please go ahead, Clarice.
Hi. Thank you. This is Carlisa.
There's quite an echo.
Okay. Let me see if I can get this better. Is that better?
Yes.
Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. No problem. I was standing in the hallway trying to have a moment's privacy, but I think I'll find somewhere to do that. Because I am so happy to learn that there is a solution. Now, this solution may not fit everyone, but it fits people like me. And I have definitely a compulsive eating problem, but I also have, and more importantly, a spiritual malady. I was disconnected, baffled, perplexed, egocentric, and so much so until I blocked the sunlight of the spirit. It's not that the spirit wasn't with me and isn't with me now, I mean, as close as my breath, but it's just that I was blocked from that knowledge, that awareness. And so the searching that this paragraph talks about, the real deep cleaning and searching, you know, the leveling of pride, you know, that false, my sense of my own importance based on my so-called achievements, or false pride, which means that, oh, I'm the lowest thing on earth. Both of those are still pride, right? And finally, the confessions of what? I have shortcomings? Really? Well, yeah. Yes, you know, it's so crazy. When I first came into the Rose and was working with these concepts, I might have had like one character defect, but certainly only one. Ha, ha, ha. And I always thought that I was a very honest person, meaning that I would not call black white. But I have come to learn, I have come to believe, as we find out in this paragraph, that I am very dishonest, that I float between denial and avoidance, and that's a character defect I have to be aware of each and every day. So, and it's important. It's probably the most important of my character assets I'm trying to develop, because if I'm unwilling to take an honest assessment of what's really going on, I have no chance at all of acceptance or surrender. At best, I will be complying, and compliance is just that. It doesn't mean forever. Anyway, to everybody, it's my first day. It's everybody's first day, right? Because we only get 24 hours. So be encouraged and be welcome. Thank you, and I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Carlisa. See, we do have time for one more share. Who would like that opportunity?
Donna W.
Rhea H. Donna W. Sorry, we don't have time for you also, Rhea. Donna, please go ahead.
Thanks so much, Donna W., calling in from I'm in San Diego, California today. So grateful to be abstinent and recovered. I've been traveling a lot, and just so good to know there is a solution and that I'm not alone today. And, you know, remembering I'm a miracle. Like, I'm living in a spiritual solution. I'm in a healthy body weight for several years now. It's like, wow, I'm a miracle. I'm in that fourth dimension. And I'm also human. I learned that on the lines, you know, when I first started calling into A Vision for You, I started feeling like, oh no, I'm not as recovered, I'm not perfect. And I've heard people share that, you know, we don't rise above being human. Even though I might be a miracle and living a spiritual solution, I still get to be human. I still get the daily ups and downs, and I get the solution. So, you know, whatever's disturbing me, I get to do my 10 steps. I get to call fellows. I get to do my writing. I get to meditate. I get to plug into my higher power. And, I like to say a bad day in program is always better than a good day outside of program. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That does leave just about a minute and a half. If anybody has a burning desire for a quick share. Oh, goodness. Who was that? I'm sorry. I don't remember who the other person was. Was it Renee? If anybody wants to take just a minute, we've got it.
It's Freya H.
There we go, Freya H. Thank you. Yay.
Hi, it's Freya H., recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. And I love hearing the shares and love this powerful paragraph, so packed with hope after, you know, really just spelling out the fatal nature of our disease. And I love that it says there's so much freedom, and it says none of us liked it. You know, when I saw the steps and I read through them, they didn't necessarily appeal. You know, it's like, well, I don't really want to do that. You know, that doesn't look good. And as an addict, I want the easier, softer way. And so it took being, you know, seeing other people who seemed to have some kind of peace and serenity that I didn't have, even though I was, you know, working a program of sorts and I had pretty long-term abstinence. I still felt crazy. There was this simple kit of spiritual tools laid at my feet. And when I was really convinced that it's really not about the food, it's really about getting a new approach to life and really changing my attitude, When I really picked that up, I got to experience it as well. So it's not because of any of my virtue or anything, just because I had to go through my process of becoming convinced that other things aren't going to work, that I'm beyond human aid. And so much hope is here, and just love getting to read and share and hear everybody's experience and be on this journey. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you very, very much, Bria H. I'm glad you had an opportunity to share. Thank you, everybody that shared. We'll now transition the meeting by reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Pia S. please read a vision for you?
Yes, thanks, Elaine. This is Pia S., recovered in Florida. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then.